Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with us is Rich.
Howdy.
Corey.
I'm here. Hey.
And Mark.
Now I'm last.
Now you...
Motherfucker.
So, as a lot of people know that's followed the show for a long time, especially me and Mark from Distributed Failure and onward, we met on a show called... we didn't really meet on the show. We were part of a community called... All Games, which is still going on, but
I don't get what is going on there. It's kind of just plays a lot of the game music a lot.
And no, they still do they've got radio shows and stuff like podcasts and stuff that they play. They got a whole network still, but the fact is that we're just not really part of that community anymore. It's like, you know, it's a snapshot of a time period in our lives, and it's kind of like we moved on. Scott moved on because Scott was the one that ran All Games for the longest time. And now, you know, he's moved on to doing other things. So he hasn't really had as much time to deal with All Games. He doesn't do the All Games show often, if he does anything at all anymore. But that's where we all met, Rich, Mark, and I. Corey, of course, I met through later. But so he doesn't know anything about the All Games days. But we were always a community of people, and we all knew each other, and we all played games together, and we'd all be in a chat room together while All Games Radio was playing and stuff. And there was a guy there named Gino Baby, and we just wanted to give a shout-out to him because he passed away this last week. He's been having a battle with cancer, if you've followed him on Facebook. And I just wanted to, you know, say, you know, rest in peace, buddy. And it's sad to see someone that age go, you know, because I can't remember how old he was. I know he was younger than.
It's like mid-30s.
Yeah, he was younger than me. I think he was like 36 or something. So,
yeah.
And he was a game developer. I know he worked on some games and stuff. And he played games with me and Mark before. I can't remember what game it was that we played together.
It's been so long. So.
But it's back when me and Mark actually played games together. So
yeah, I played Ghost Recon with him.
It probably was Ghost Recon, I think. So, you know,
it could have even been like Rainbow Six. I know there was a lot of Rainbow Six Vegas played.
Back I think in it was both of those games actually. Yeah.
So everybody, I just want to give a moment of silence for him and. Remember, you know, Gino Baby he's a good dude. You know, he always cared about his family. That's the one thing I remember seeing him on Facebook. He was always complaining about. He's like, man, my sister's always talking about wanting these fancy boots and stuff. And he would always buy stuff for his family and take care of his family. So that's the way we all found out about it. Is his sister posted on Facebook that he had passed. And I know he had been doing some surgeries and stuff to deal with the cancer, but I didn't realize how bad it was at the time. So let's just give a moment of silence, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show. All right. Rest in peace, Gino Baby. I hope you get to play a lot of good games, man.
Far too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
All right.
I do want to say, because I didn't want to interrupt you during that, on the topic of when we used to play games, I did actually get your notification, the message and the invite this morning, but it was like right after I just woke up. It was like 1:45 in the morning, and I did not want to chat with anyone or play any games. I was also having issues with Forza 6 crashing and shit. I was not in a good mood, and then I just went to bed like an hour later.
Dude, you're just
and I did not want to play. It's also like I was almost going to join the party chat, and then I saw the invite for Grand Theft Auto Online. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I don't even have that installed. What are you doing?
What are you doing? You need to install that because that game's fun, man.
If you invited me to play like Star Wars Battlefront, if that actually works with party group stuff, then yeah, I would have done that.
Yeah, get that.
Install that Grand Theft Auto, man. Damn. Fool. It's fun. Maybe. Online. I mean, it was just me and Sean, even, so me and Sean was looking for a buddy. So, anyway, let's get to what we have been playing. So I guess we'll start out with what we've already mentioned. The Star Wars Battlefront beta has launched for this weekend. It features two different maps and, three different modes or something?
Wasn't like Is it three different maps?
Is it three different maps? Okay.
Isn't the one where you fight the AT?
Yeah. I have not.
Which I haven't done.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
They tell you not to. They tell you not to run away.
That's the first thing I did because I don't think I could get into. But that's another story.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to get into single player horde mode, mm-hmm. which is the first thing I did.
Right.
That wouldn't work for me either.
Really?
Yeah. Until later.
Star Wars Battlefront, I'm not feeling it.
Dude, I got two words, EA Access. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. This is not enough there. I know it's not going to be enough there for me. It's cool. I'm a Star Wars fan.
He'll get his fix with EA Access. He'll get it for the 10 hours. He'll get some achievements, and then we'll be like, I'll wait for it to be $20.
I'm still going to buy it because a lot of my friends are going
to buy everything.
Right, well, exactly.
My friends are playing
it. That's your
it,
default mode.
So that's not true. There's a lot of stuff I ain't bought.
You need to point out when you don't buy things.
Exactly.
I didn't buy Forza Motorsport 6,
well,
bitch.
I was about to say, when we talk about Forza, you'd be like, oh, I'm not going to buy that, and I never will. And I don't plan to buy Forza anything. Though you might, you always end up like buying the Horizon series eventually, and then you trade it in like a week later.
Hey, I had Verizon. I had Verizon for a while.
Yeah, I had Verizon too.
Verizon too.
And then the coverage just wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
It was too expensive.
Corey, I know you really were impressed with Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, me and Steve played it the night it opened. And man, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. I like the original three movies and the new ones or whatever. But that Hoth map, that's the only one I've played. But it felt like being in that Star Wars scene where, you know, everybody's running around on Hoth, shooting their lasers and, you know, doing the thing. And I thought it was awesome. And, you know, Vader and Luke are in there. And I never actually got to play as them, but they seem very powerful. So I tried every time I could see a glyph on the map, I would try and hope it would be one of those guys, but I never actually got a hold of it.
Steven said last night that he actually got to play as Luke, and he said it was fantastic because he said like he just started killing folk.
I saw his screenshot of Luke last night.
One thing I will say, I'm assuming just because of the beta, or maybe I just coincidentally was on the Empire was on the winning team every game, but man, is it unweighted or balanced wrong?
That Walker assault thing just seems impossible for the Rebels.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, that's what I thought, because it, you know, we played probably 8 to 10 matches, and every time the Rebels lost, so.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it needs some balancing. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be hard, but I don't know, man. To me, I just think I die way too easy in this game, and I think that's my biggest complaint about the game.
Are you playing in first person or third?
What mode am I playing in?
He's playing in first.
See, I didn't
even. He's got to think about it. He's
first
playing
is
in
the
first.
Default. I found, much to my surprise, I did way, way, way better when I switched it to third person.
Yeah, me too.
Like, it was, like, so much easier. I don't know if there was some kind of auto-aiming going on or some kind of help. And also, what makes that annoying is that every time you die, it reverts you back to first person. So you have to change it every single time.
I'm sure
I bet that'll be fixed in the full game.
I would hope so.
How do you fix it? How do you go back in the? How do you go into third person? Do you have to go into a menu to do it?
You hold down on the directional pad.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that big of a problem, but it's just with the ease and how quickly you're able to respawn, since there is no delay. It just kind of like it's possible that you could just.
I will say EA and DICE went out of their way to make that game look like Star Wars. I mean, the Hoth level itself, I felt like I was there when I was going through like the tunnels. Cause just like the movie, you know, you see all those areas and you're like, you remember I'm running through those tunnels and you're like, oh my God, that's so amazing. You know, it just really feels like that attention to detail in this game does look amazing.
Yeah. And it looks great. It sounds great. it bleeds Star Wars. And then what content is in there bleeds Star Wars.
Did you guys all play on the Xbox? Did any of you guys play on the PS4?
Yeah, I played on my PS4 that I've never talked about owning.
I have not played it on PS4. I will say also, when you die and when you respawn, I love the transition that it does, just like the old movies where it just kind of, it's hard to explain. It's just that that trans, the way the screen just like drops from the top to the bottom. It's just like, oh, I've always remembered how it did that in the movies. And it's just,
yeah, it's a wipe.
Really, wipe. It just looked really neat. And you're like, oh my God, that's definitely Star Wars. So there's a lot of good things I like about this game. I just don't know if I like the game itself.
Yeah, dude, for me, it looks great. It stays true. I mean, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I love Star Wars. But I don't know, man. It's like playing Hoth kind of, you know, let me know. You know what? I think I'm not going to pay for this game because it's like playing the movie. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's like after you're done with it once, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm kind of done with it, you know? Yeah, I don't see it putting its hooks in me.
I think the biggest problem really is, and it's been talked about since it was announced, is that there isn't that much content in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if the DLC that will be coming out will all be free. I don't remember if they said that or not, but it's just, what, four areas that have...
Four
planets with like 2 to 4 maps. I mean,
that's
not that much to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like psychological.
You know, I highly doubt they'll be that varied from planet the maps on each planet.
Right. I mean, because even if they did something, I mean, at least with something like Titanfall that doesn't have like a proper campaign. I mean, at least there was sort of like some kind of narrative to it.
Well, there's supposed to be some stuff in Battlefront like. They didn't really delve too far into it. It just seems like there was a lot of talk about there is some single player
content. I don't need a narrative as long as there's just like all the modes that exist, if you could play them with bots. I'm somebody who actually likes bot play. I like having it as an option. I love
you
that.
You don't say.
But I just like having it as an option if I don't want to go online at times or if I want to play something and be able to pause. Like if I know I'm not going to be able to devote a long extended chunk of time, which is something I've always loved about the Call of Duty series, which I don't know if they're still doing it with Black Ops 3, but through Advanced Warfighter, whatever the hell it's called, they still have bot play with their multiplayer, which I love.
Yeah. You know,
that was basically what Battlefront was before. I don't remember it having a narrative. It was just here, go play with bots.
Yeah, I kind of miss all the mooks that are around, too, to blow up like you could in Battlefront, the old Battlefront games. Like, you always got to kill the other, like, non-player characters. Just they were just there.
Well, it's kind of like how Titanfall had it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It used to be like Titanfall is, and I kind of missed it, because at least I felt like I was doing something if I was killing those. In this game, when I run up and just get slaughtered, I'm just like, well, I ain't doing shit for my team.
Yeah.
You know, I will also say that the leveling system, it definitely seems like it's unbalanced for new players because you have nothing unlocked. You don't even have grenades of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little pea shooter. That's not good.
Now, can you get into the snow speeders in the Hoth level?
I haven't played it.
Because I swore that was going to be part of where you got the tow cables and all that shit, and none of that.
I thought the way it works is like it's like a pickup. I think you get it.
Yeah, if you can only get it during the last wave, though.
Because
there's like 3 waves and the third wave. Because those tow cables, if you successfully do it, it's a one-hit kill.
Oh. So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to... I don't know. When it comes out on EA Access, Early Access, I'll play it for how many hours and just give it like a real shot. But I don't know, man. With so much coming out, I mean, Halo 5, I mean, let's be real, I'll be playing the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tomb Raider, I still want to squeeze that in at some point, too.
And then
Fallout, obviously. You know, it's like...
Just
Battlefront, and I might either pick it up later on or, you know, just wait for it to be free on EA Access.
Yeah, I've got, next week, 2 games come out I want to play, that Tales of Systeria and Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Please God.
Which, like, that game is like, to me at least, I haven't seen that much promotional material for it. It's like I was looking at a list of upcoming games, or no, I was looking at Best Buy and the games that have that $10 reward promotion, and I'm like, that's coming out in like less than 2 weeks? What? Assassin's Creed? Yeah. Which I hope is good, because
I hope it's good.
Like Assassin's Creed games. And I did not hate Unity.
Oh, I fucking hated Unity. This one looks a lot better. I hope to God it's good, because I already pre-ordered it, son of a bitch. So.
Yeah, maybe my wife will pick it up. She loves Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I'm not really into it.
I'm hoping, because they took out the multiplayer, that they actually spent some time on the single player. And it sucks because I liked that first night that me and Corey played Unity. Remember that, Corey?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, and it was like, and we never got back together to play, and everything was kind of broken. But when it worked, it was fun. And now that they've taken that out, maybe that's some of the issues with things. Well,
the other problem with the multiplayer is like two or three of the levels would let you do two players, but then all the other ones had to be four.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I guess we'll move on to Forza Motorsport 6. So wake me up when you guys are done.
Yes. Well, I put a ton of time into this game. It's pretty much taken over my gaming life right now. I finally noticed. Yeah. I finally finished the single player mode, I guess. Yeah, last night. I
don't know if I'm just remembering the other games wrong, even though I've like loaded all the old games up just to get my day played in. But I just feel like the delivery of the single player is much more stale in Forza Motorsport 6. Like, it's very just kind of like, here's your next one, here's your next one, here's your next one. It's like, I don't feel like I have much choice at all. Like,
I think it's better than 5. I mean, to me, 5 was the stalest of the stale. I mean, at least in this version, you unlock those special events as you move along. And if you just need a break from the monotony, you know, they usually have you do something completely different. Like, you're doing like a spec track day, or you're doing one of those Stig challenges. Or...
At least there's variety in
the
regular stories or single player stuff, in which like, okay, this next group of races are all going to be at night. Right. These are all going to be when it's raining. Man, and I have to say, driving at night with no lights around a track, that is
tough. I love it though, man. It's
good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the variety.
And the weather effects, you know, it's like, you know, compared to a game I'll talk about a little later on, Project Cars, the rain effects in it.
Project Cars, it feels
it feels so much better than any other. Because pretty much any other racing game I played that had rain effects in it, pretty much the entire surface slippery and the same amount of slipperiness. Whereas, like in real life, you know, you see giant puddles, you know to stay clear of those because they're probably pretty deep. And the deeper you get into a puddle, the more hydroplaning you do. There's little details like that in the game. It just makes it
puddles
so...
in Forza 6 are terrifying. If you end up in a puddle, you just like let go of the controller. Just let it get dry and then move on.
You're at a place like at Spa-Francorchamps with all the
you try to move elevation that car when change. You're in a puddle or just out of a puddle, you're dead.
And how you drive the track in the dry and how you drive it in the wet is completely different. You got to take different lines. It's just really cool. And, you know, driving at night, depending on what track it is and what the lighting is like at that track, I mean, you got to kind of remember where your marks are. And you know, because you're playing with Drivatars, the AI is not very... You can't rely on the AI to kind of set your mark because sometimes they're making mistakes. So you have to really be on your P's and Q's in the dark. It's really cool.
I really love the Drivatar system conceptually, but I just don't understand how they calculate it, because some of the ways I think they do is the number of collisions you have and stuff like that. But it counts as a collision if another car drives into you. So Drivatars are just... they're not good, and they'll run into you. And especially at the beginning of every race, it's just a madhouse.
Right.
It's just a complete nightmare. And it's it's pretty much impossible to not get into collisions.
My strategy for Forza is to take the corner as quickly as I can and then ram into all the cars and let their body slow me down. And then, you know, I take the turn like I'm supposed to. So
I hear I drive pretty good in Forza 6.
You do, actually. And then, Corey, you totally drive like that.
Good. It's sticking.
It is sticking. I like it. Because usually on starts, it's like, you know, I usually use like the perk. I get into the perks a little later on where I start at the very back just to ramp up the challenge. Because right now I'm playing on expert mode and I'm still like killing it. Not trying to brag, but you know. And yeah, you realize what driver tires to keep an eye out, and Corey's is definitely one of them. Now, it's like, okay, steer clear of Corey, because I know when I get to this part, you know, exiting the corner, I can get around him with ease. I just gotta let him take out who he's gonna take out, and lo and behold, he does. And it's funny, the people who are really good at the game, you know, like I see Mark, I usually have to pass Mark. You know, he's usually in like the top 4 or 5 of my driver tires in any race. And there's like one guy I have a hard time beating in real life, my co-host from my other show, Chad Casey. His driver tire, it's like it always seems like it's me and him toward the end of a race on expert. It's pretty cool.
How many races does it take to get your driver tire built up all the way? Because I don't think I've gotten mine there yet.
Well, I think it takes over like, if just basing off what I remember, 5, you would have to race like 1,000 races, I think.
Yeah,
I'm not even close to that.
So Mark, did I not take you out in a perfect run or something? Didn't you say that?
Oh, and that was in Horizon 2.
Oh, okay.
I had a big skill chain going, and then you just up and ran right into me like a jackass. But the worst thing of all was I told Rich about it, was that I just had my car parked in the street because I was doing something else. And then I just see coming the other way, just dead on, his driver tire rams me. Just straight up rams me.
Mark's or Rob's?
My
Rich's.
Oh, Rich's, sorry.
I just wanted to let you know I was around, man.
Ridiculous.
Buddy tag, you're it.
Did you film it? Because I want to watch that.
It's in my activity feed.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And then I also posted something like just before we started the show of me basically when I just started up Project Cars 2 to see how it maybe changed, of just like these weird wonky physics, like this is garbage, and then I left. So you can all check out that video too.
I'm glad to see you're actually using the Xbox video now.
Well, yeah, I figured I turned it off initially because I just thought it would be like hogging up RAM or something.
And you found that it doesn't matter because it just all hogs up RAM anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much of you guys have played of the multiplayer. But I think the multiplayer in 6 is just a vast improvement over any of the other 4s too.
I definitely agree that multiplayer is multiplayer it up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did some of the online group stuff. Or
yeah, that stuff's awesome.
The league stuff.
Yep, it was leagues.
You're so funny, Rob. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I did some of the ghost stuff, you prick, and
ghost that was cool. Spooky.
are you done yet?
Nope.
This is why I don't join their parties when they're playing online, because I don't want to deal with this.
this is not at all what our parties are.
A podcast every 2 weeks is enough.
But there's a lot of variety with the league stuff. You can have ghost stuff. You can have real stuff. It has all the variations that you do in a regular multiplayer. And being able to race like 23 other people at once is pretty awesome too.
I'll say this. I'll buy Forza 6 if somebody out there will make me a car with Astro Train on it. And I'll buy the game.
Yeah.
Because he's a train that turns into a shuttle that turns into a robot.
Callbacks.
Yeah.
All right. Dishonored Definitive Edition.
Hey, I wasn't done yet.
We were. Trust me. No, go ahead, Rich.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Dishonored.
The game's awesome.
Dishonored Definitive Edition. I don't know who put this up here because I guess somebody seen I was playing it last night.
I just put it up because I saw that both you and Corey were.
Oh,
yeah. I played it last week.
Yeah.
It was really weird when I looked at the list. I'm like, hey, that is the stuff I've been playing. It's almost as somebody's been watching me. But I only played like a little bit and finished up a mission that I had never finished before. I really cannot get into Dishonored.
Yeah, neither can I.
I picked it up, what, about a week ago, and I played the first two missions, and I was done with it, and I loved it when it first came out. I didn't notice any of... You said there was a bad frame rate issue when you first tried it.
I think they've patched it, because I...
They must have, because... Yeah, there was nothing. The main reason I picked it up is because I never played those DLCs that came out, and I was going to touch those, but I haven't done that yet, so I don't even know if I want to, but the game itself has solid graphics compared to what I remember it. They did a decent job improving it a little bit. Everything seems sharper.
Yeah, I need to go back and finish, because that second one, I like what they're doing with the second one. I just like the characters and stuff and the videos I've seen of it. So I'm really hoping that it'll to get through this one. But God, it's so hard when I've got so many other good things to play.
Oh, one thing I will say, I did not play that game with any sort of like headset the first time. I just played it with my speakers on quiet, because it was actually like midnight when I played it, so my wife was asleep every time. Everybody in that game is disgusting. They're always like hacking and spitting and peeing into the stream. I mean,
it's like being
it's
in
so
a podcast
gross.
Me.
Yeah, I was about to say it's just like being in a town full of nothing but clones of Rob.
Yeah, but there's some pretty gross noises in there if you've got a surround sound headset on.
Well, let's talk about the other game before we move on to NXOE. Frozen Freefall is a free-to-play game that you can get on Xbox One. And I know me and Corey have played this.
No, thank you, please.
And
I played it. It's like every other free-to-play.
It's fun until it gets to the time missions and I gave up.
Yeah, I do not understand how you did not get that mission done. I did it on my first try.
I just did it and it just would not. I could not get those points. I don't know, sometimes I feel like the game plays itself, and the other times I don't feel like it's playing itself at all.
It's a standard match three, kind of like Candy Crush or Pokemon Shuffle,
but
or something like that.
I did see this week what I'm really excited about is they're going to be releasing Marvel Puzzle Quest, but it's not going to be free to play. It's going to be actually a $15 game, and I'm excited for that, because that game was fun to play on my tablet and stuff. So I'm excited to play that on Xbox One. I love those Puzzle Quest games. So, and
are we playing Dishonored right now?
No.
No.
Shut up! Fuck you, Mark. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I gotta really clear my nose too, and I don't have a mute.
He made a nasty noise. His one of his classic throat clearing.
I had my headset off for just a second. My dog was messing with me.
See, when you don't have the headset on, you don't hear that stuff. Like I said,
yeah, you got this figured out.
And there is no NDA on the NXOE.
Even if there was, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So we all have the new dashboard preview right now. So I will say this: it is buggy as hell right now.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll try to watch a video clip of somebody's and it'll just be a green screen, or it'll start and then 2 seconds in just stop.
I've never been able to check achievements on the new dash.
I can check achievements for anything but Metal Gear Solid 5 for some reason.
Have they gotten rid of the achievement app? All you can do is like the snap
achievement app now? If you hit left on the D-pad to go to your profile and go to open profile, it opens up a list of four things, and achievements is one of them. If you go to that, it lists
the
all
app does not work.
Yeah, but it's like the snap achievements. You know, the achievements from the old dash where they like give you the art.
Yeah, you can't do that right now.
Yeah, I hope it comes
back.
Wait,
no, it's called Achievement Tracker now.
It's not the same, though.
Involve like going into, I don't know. I don't like it. I miss having the app. That was one of my favorite things about the old dash compared to what I've experienced in this new dash, is I really like the whole achievement crap system in the previous dashboard.
Yeah, but that's...
But I don't get audio glitches with Metal Gear Solid 5, so I don't care about all the bugs. I had not had one.
The only time I've ever had anything close to it was just like, it could have just been an audio, like a fart, but it was no stutter. It just looked, it started out like it was going to, and it just immediately stopped. I was like, oh, hell yes.
That alone makes all the bugs and everything else worth it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the biggest fan of the dash in general, but like the home screen I don't exactly like the way that's set up. With you have this, you have your like last played thing or whatever in the big box, and then you have, I don't know, five or six semi, like maybe they take up a quarter of the screen. And I'm just like, I'd rather them be in the small boxes. I don't need such a large amount of screen space devoted to these last five things I've opened.
Yeah, and it's wasted space. I mean, there's the tiny little thumbnail, and then there's like
it looks ugly too.
But all you gotta do is hit the right trigger, and you're at the bottom of the screen.
I know, but I don't. I don't want to. It just doesn't make sense. It looks ugly. It's a waste of space. It's so pointless.
Oh shit! I just realized I hit mute when I coughed just a second ago, and I realized it still recorded it.
Well, who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And now nobody's talking.
Oh no! I guess it didn't. All right. Awesome.
Who cares? Why are you still on about the cough?
I wanted to make sure. Okay.
Guess what? Cough or no cough, I'm not editing your coughs out.
That's all right. That's cool. I was just telling you, I was trying to fix this.
I'm just coughing for you. In case it didn't record, then there's a cough for everyone. Fake cough, but it's still a cough. Suck on that.
It was real. Oh, sorry. But I do like how snappy the new dashboard is for things like joining a party and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so much faster. I mean, the first time I tried it, I think it was with Steve, and I had him jump into a party, and it was just like, ta-da, it worked. And no waiting for the little circle mic thing to load to realize that you're in the party after like 30 seconds or whatever. Yeah. So,
the thing I like about it as well is the, it actually does a little more with the apps to make them a little more relevant. Like, if you go to like your media section of it, like it'll show what movies are like really popular around, like say Stars or Sling TV or whatever. Just to kind of, you know, if you just want to browse it real quick instead of having to go look for the app and what have you, it's just kind of there.
I like
that's pretty cool.
The notification bar to it so that
all
the achievements you've unlocked from the point when you last cleared it are there, so you can go back and see, oh yeah, I've unlocked these since the last time I checked all this.
Yeah,
I like that.
It'll be, once it's not so buggy, it'll be freaking amazing. It'll be awesome.
Well,
and
when they have all the features,
definitely a better improvement. Yeah,
apparently Cortana's in it if you just know how to find her.
Yeah, it's just a pain in the ass. I did it once or twice. I was like, yeah, I'll wait.
Can you not just say Cortana? Like
no.
The trailer
no.
showed?
No. No,
I don't have my Kinect hooked up right now. So.
No, we don't have that build yet. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's. Does anybody else have anything else to say about the new Xbox One experience?
It's just weird to get used to. Like, the biggest thing that I had trouble with was I got a code for pre-ordering a game, and it took me 10 minutes to find where the redeem code was. And like I said, I didn't have my Kinect hooked up, so I couldn't just say use a code.
Where did it end up being?
So you have to go to the store.
Uh huh.
And then in the store, you have to hit select all games or something like that, whatever it says. And then to the right, there's a small tab that says you redeem a code. And it's kind of buried.
I just, that blows my mind just because I haven't redeemed a code on my console in forever. I always go to the webpage.
Yeah, I do too. It's just quicker.
I'm not
going to
waste my time typing on the stupid ass controller.
Yeah, Corey.
I don't have a computer near my Xbox, so half the time.
You got a cell phone though, right, bro?
Yeah, but that's a pain in the butt.
Really? You just.
Excuses. That's.
I would rather type on the virtual keyboard on the Xbox than use my cell phone. So.
What a rube. Look at this guy. He's got fingers to type on.
I may be a crazy person. I hate typing on my cell phone. I always hit this backspace button on accident, or I hit two A's instead of whatever is below it.
I'm not a fan of it either, but it's still better than typing on any console with the controller.
I'm the king of the thumbs up.
I'm going to get one of those little keypads when they come out. I think that's my plan.
Yeah, because the six times I used the one on 360 was really worth it. Everybody, it's so cool. We're going to get real chat options. Everybody's like, oh, I got to go buy this. And it's like, why did we buy this? This is so stupid.
You bought it because you're Rob.
Just get a, I think you can get them to work like a wireless keyboard via USB.
Yeah, I think you can. I know you can on PS4. Because I had that for my PS4. Because I buy everything, including wireless keyboards.
Yep.
All right. So, moving on. I've played a lot more Mad Max since I finished up Metal Gear Solid and I finished up all the side ops, and I only have like two side or main missions left to finish for that game. But
I'm curious as to what the percentage means. Like, if the percentage will be drastically increased if I were to go into the main missions and do every single one of the like side objectives. I'm wondering if that is related to it, because I'm sitting at 80%.
I'm at 75. I'm guessing that it has to do with getting S rank and all those side missions.
Assuming that, because I can't think of anything else. I know it, but I'm sure it's not that great. Of course, collecting all the animals will affect that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know how many animals I got left to collect.
I'm just saying one thing, and it's not a spoil. I'm not going to spoil it. But there is a certain thing that I didn't get because I did something before doing something else, and I'm unable to develop something. And if that prevents me from getting 100%, I will fucking kill this game. I will.
Does that have to do with something that I developed that I told you about that I had gotten?
Yeah.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
But I related to that. I still think they should patch that, because it does not make sense story-wise. It does not make sense from a gameplay standpoint. Mm. It does not make sense in any way for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to hold true to it being part of the story, then there is a point in the story where that happens, and anything prior to that should not be affected.
Yeah,
because it makes no sense. I don't get it. There was no warning either. So my situation, and also, I mean, it's still stupid. That's one of the most annoying things. And when I messaged you, and you told me about completing the game, and you did not experience it at first, I was so fucking pissed, because I was waiting for like weeks and weeks to hear your rage, to be like, to have someone feel this rage with me. And I couldn't spoil it.
Nothing.
And then you were like, no, everything's fine. I'm like, what? How did you do this? How did you, what is going on? I was going to kill you.
You made me look it up and then made me go through the same thing that you did, but by that point I had already finished the game. I was like, well, whatever.
I was so pissed.
He wouldn't even talk to me the rest of the night.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm done texting you. Goodbye.
I'm trying to fix it, man. I'm trying to make it happen to me. It's like nothing. Crickets.
And it's weird talking about it without talking about it.
Yeah, obviously. People are like, what the fuck are they babbling about? And somebody out there
is
like,
this is
yeah,
the
Mark,
only person, this is Mad Max,
bro.
Right? We're talking about Mad Max.
Yeah.
The only person who knows what I'm talking about, because when it initially happened to me, I was so furious. And I mentioned being furious to Lunchbox. And then he basically said he didn't care about the story, really. So I told him. And he agreed that it's stupid. So he knows what this is about.
So Mad Max, huh? This game's good, right?
It makes you so damn mad to the max degree.
How's that hood emblem, Rob?
How much better is the game than the movie?
I haven't even put the code in. I just thought about the other day. I was like, fuck, I need to put that code in. It's like,
I was always going to just take it and import it. I was just like, whatever, who cares? Nobody cares about this stupid code.
So Mad Max is a video game based on...
And it's better than the movie.
An intellectual property. This game is pretty damn awesome. I'm really enjoying it.
So it is better than the movie.
I like...
It's actually about Max.
I actually finally watched the movie. But anyway, back to the game. I really like some of the side characters and stuff you meet in the game. The little hunchback that follows you around. I love the funny shit he says. Like, he said one time, tried to get on the wrong side of the car, and he goes, ooh, the saint must be testing me because he doesn't realize what side of the car we drive on. And stupid shit like that. But I really enjoy the game. Now, it is definitely one of those games, if you're not into these type of games where big open world and there's tons of shit to do, like, oh, go collect this thing here and collect four of these to upgrade this this territory's base and stuff like that. If you're not into that kind of shit, this game will probably bore you. But I love that searching out for that stuff because it all appears on a map. But one thing I will say about this game is when you look at it on the surface, you're like, oh, it's just a bunch of desert and sand dunes and stuff like that and rocky crags. But this world actually has a lot of detail into it if you delve into it. Like, there are almost like bases and stuff around. And when I say bases, they're like hobbled together, you know, structures. Some of them are buried underground. Some of them are like ships and stuff that have rusted out, and they basically got covered up with sand dunes, and they built bases inside of them, and you get to go inside these areas. So a lot of times they'll be like, oh, there's supposed to be a base up here, and you're like, well, I don't see anything, because usually you can see it with binoculars or something from a distance, so you kind of get the lay of the land and where you can go in, and you're like, well, I don't see nothing. Well, I drove between some mountain rocks, I'm like, oh, it must be a small cave. Well, no, there was something on the ground, and it was like, it says a weak gate, and I'm like, what? And so I shot my, you get a grappling hook, and I shot the grappling hook at the weak gate on the ground, and I pulled it with the car, and it opened up this gate, and in the ground was this ship that was just, like, buried, and it was, like, on a whole underground base that you got to go down into, and you'd have to go down there and beat up some guys and collect items. I mean, it's a lot of just punching and collecting items and stuff like that, and, I mean, the story, it is what it is. I haven't really delved too far in the story, but it's a huge world, and it's just all kinds of, every place looks different. I mean, it may be made out of the same things, but it isn't like, I don't know, it's just, everything feels unique to me, the way that it's built. So, I really am enjoying it. After playing Metal Gear, it's definitely, the controls feel a little weird. That's one thing I say it's weird about Mad Max, is this game feels like there's a lot of weight to everything when you move. The car feels like it has weight. So, sometimes steering can be weird, and Mad Max himself also feels kind of like heavy, because sometimes you got to be real careful when you're on walkways and stuff, because it's too easy to turn him and he just seems like he shifts to one side. But it's just it's an amazing game so far, and I'm really impressed that they took a intellectual property and turned it into something that was that could have been just shit out, and they actually gave it some quality, and the game's fun. I know a lot of people don't like it. A lot of reviews gave it like really low reviews, and
I feel like it got average reviews.
Yeah, probably like a seven.
So, but I mean, some people gave it lower. Fucking Polygon gave it like a, I can't remember what they gave. I want to say they gave it a 4.5 or something like that. And one of the reasons was because the female characters were not strong in the game; they were just there.
That sounds like a Philip Kohler review.
Sick of shit.
Yeah.
It didn't. Well,
They made up for that in the movie, didn't they?
God.
But they didn't. Not really.
Are you kidding? That movie should not have been called Mad Max. It should have been called Shalit.
I'm not saying that she was not the main protagonist, but in the end, they need the help of a man to do anything. Really.
They
are unable to accomplish their goal without Max in the end. They wouldn't have. And also the Witness Me dude.
The Witness Me dude?
Well, yes. if you take it to that witness level, I mean,
the white.
You know what? Max would be dead if it wasn't for the women. So, you know, it kind of evens itself out.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I don't care about this freaking movie. Let's move on.
Because it's not. It's a. It's whatever. It's pretty to look at. That's it. There's no substance to it.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, I like the movie. Game's good.
Play I didn't say that I don't like the movie. I just don't think it's the best movie of the year. Like I've
no,
heard.
I don't think it's the best.
Yeah, I think people calling it the number one movie of the year so far are out of their minds.
Yeah.
Corey, did you watch Mad Max?
No, I haven't seen it.
Did you play the game?
Not yet. I still have it, but I haven't even touched it.
Okay. I thought you had gotten it, and I just couldn't remember if you played it yet. I played some more Grand Theft Auto online last night. That's always
this morning.
It was last night for me because I've slept since then. Thank you very much.
It doesn't matter. Last night isn't before you go to sleep. That's not how it works.
That's how it works for me. Anyway.
So if you go to sleep after recording this podcast, when you wake up, it's going to be Monday?
No, because it's not nighttime when I went to sleep.
Who gives a shit? It wasn't nighttime. Well, I don't care.
Was it not nighttime at 2 o'clock in the morning? Does Chicago
it doesn't matter.
Have a different,
it's
does
time.
Have a different
it's time.
Sun?
Days are based on time, not if it's light or dark outside.
Whatever. This morning I played some Grand Theft Auto 5, whatever, last night, this morning. Actually, I played, started playing before midnight, so fuck you.
Fine. You played,
so I played it last night.
This morning.
Don't make me bring Astro Train back out. I will. I ain't afraid to.
I don't even care. I don't even get the reference. I don't, probably wasn't here. Or I wasn't paying attention because it was probably stupid.
Oh, it was very dumb.
I just played some Grand Theft Auto with Sean last night and Steven, and we did some missions and had a good time, and that game's still fun. All right, moving on. Corey, what have you been playing?
Well, I'm not sure. Apparently, I've been playing this game called Sock Hand. Not familiar with it, but...
Apparently, you should be, because there's four of them.
It's the fourth one, yeah. So, no, I think one of you numbskulls is changing my text on here, so...
I wonder who.
Who could have done that?
I have no idea.
I've been playing Rock Band 4. I picked that up when it came out on Tuesday, and it's really, really good. There was a couple issues that I had with it, and I hope it's going to change. I mean, the gameplay is Rock Band. It's what it is. The thing that they added to make it a little bit newer, I guess, or make it feel new, is the solo sections, which I don't particularly like, because you're supposed to be able to make these awesome solos without like having any real music knowledge, but
and also creating a solo using it's not actually, you're not playing the notes as like an actual guitar or anything.
So you have, you know, five buttons on the top of the neck, and then you have five buttons on the bottom of the neck that both sound different, and then, you know, you can make what chords or whatever you want to call them by holding multiple buttons. But everything I've tried to do with it just sounds terrible. Nothing sounds like it's supposed to be in the song.
You can turn the actual solos on from what
That's what I ended up doing. So the original solos are, you know, good. So why would you want to change that? The other thing that I had issue with is the importing your DLC. So I had probably, you know, 60-ish songs that I had downloaded through the lifespan of the old Rock Band games, and you're supposed to be able to go into the store and download them, but you have to do it individually. So you've got to remember what songs you have downloaded. Ideally, I think what it's supposed to do is say that you've already purchased the song instead of having the price there. So like the song will be like $1.99 or whatever, and if you've already purchased it, it'll say purchased. But half the songs I had purchased in the past didn't say that I purchased them, so I actually had to remember what I had purchased and click on them to download them. Yeah, it was
that's a nightmare.
A grueling process. It took
Could
me about
you imagine
an hour
if you
download.
Were somebody that had like 300 songs or something over the course of that game? Or
yeah, it'd be a pain in the butt. I hope someday in the near future they get it, because they get it to where there's just a section in the store where it's like songs you have already downloaded, and you just click on all of them.
Did you buy the bundle with an instrument, or using older instruments?
I bought the full set because I didn't. I was one of those fools who thought Rock Band was dead and got rid of all my instruments.
Ah.
So, yeah, I bought the
But I heard that
set. I heard they're nice.
I heard that the device for the old instruments is not working for some people correctly, too.
I really haven't heard anything about that. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a little $20 dongle that you know just plug into USB
dongle.
I mean I got the new drums and the new guitar, and they both are amazing. I had Rock Band 1 instruments when I had them originally, so they were, you know, really loud and terrible. So
the guitar is wired for the first one at least.
Yeah, the drums and the guitar were, so I don't have to worry about any of that. It's kind of nice having
Can't
wireless
wait for
stuff.
Black Friday sales.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if these are going to retain their value like they did, you know, the last couple games. But the game itself, I mean, I had a Joe came over, and me and him made a band, and we played for like a good 4 or 5 hours that day, just me drumming, him playing guitar.
Oh, God. Now, as a real musician, Rich, do you like Rock Band?
Short answer, no.
Why didn't you ask me that? I'm a real musician.
You're not a magician.
Not a magician. He can't even speak. Can't spell. Can't speak.
Abracadabra. Oh.
Somebody get Corey a fucking speak and spell for Christmas.
You know what I meant. I play guitar for real.
Say that. I think for any real musician, it's not if you need to have a bit of disconnect, because I think the most annoying instrument of all is singing, because you have to, you can't sing a song. If you're a singer, you can't sing a song as you would sing it. You have to do your best to mimic the actual singer if you want to get accurate.
Not entirely true.
I will say this. When I originally played Rock Band and Guitar Hero, my kids were just born, and I wasn't playing in a band at the time. We took a bit of a hiatus because it was just too much. So I enjoyed it then. I'm not gonna lie. You know, because it was just something to do. I was like, oh yeah, you know, this is cool. But the minute I started playing in a band again, it's like I have zero interest in Rock Band.
And see, that's it, Corey. He plays in a band. What do? Play the guitar at home?
Well, yeah, I play the guitar. Yeah. I played at my wedding and like did some stuff.
At my wedding. No one's gonna make fun of you at your wedding, bro, if you can't play. Just saying.
How many instruments have you played, Rob?
I played the clarinet. No, I didn't. I actually played a song flute. And I sang in choir in high school or junior high.
Where are the videos? I need videos.
Dude,
I was in high school, me and Rich were in high school. That shit was the Stone Age. There were not videos.
Yeah, right. No, it was VHS, man.
Yeah.
There was an AV club back then.
All my videos are on VHS. My dad had one of those giant camcorders that he put in a full VHS.
Yeah. I still have one.
And he kept that forever.
Yeah. He probably spent an arm and a leg for it, you know?
Back to your point, Mark, about singing. I'm not a singer, so I haven't tried it yet. But supposedly, if you go into like the hard or expert, you can actually sing the song how you want to. As long as you're hitting the pitches correctly, it'll count it correctly. So,
if the singing is more accurately or more, if it allows you to sing a song as long as you're singing well the way you sing it, in this version, finally, then I will be much happier. That was one of the annoying parts for me as actual singer.
That's the way it kind of explained it when you like boot it up and it's got the little tool tips underneath it. It's like, if you play on hard or expert, it'll do this. And yes, so I can't sing worth crap, so I haven't tried it.
Well, singing requires talking, and we know you can't do that correctly either, so.
Yeah, there's that.
He's good at playing instruments because there's no typing.
Yeah, he's good
at
playing a skin flute.
Oh my God. Someone was going to say it.
Give those boys some A's. All right.
No. Next game.
Next game.
Yeah.
Talking about meat boys.
And sucking on them, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know what this is. I did not have anything to do with this.
So, the free games for PlayStation Plus are Super Meat Boy and Broken Age. But I wanted to talk about Super Meat Boy because it changed the music. And I went and did I Googled why they changed the music. And I guess it was a falling out between the composer and the guys who make the game. So, they've actually completely changed the entire soundtrack. And I played two or three levels, and I was so fed up with the soundtrack that I quit. Like, I could not stand the soundtrack that they had changed it to.
Jeez, wow. That impactful, huh?
Oh,
yeah, did you beat it on Xbox?
Yeah, I played through it. I was a pretty big fan of that game. I played through this standard and dark.
But here's the funny thing. Did you guys see some of the trophies for Super Meat Boy on PS4? Mm-mm. There is a trophy to beat that game without dying.
That doesn't even seem possible.
So
whatever.
Yeah.
I really
whatever.
in general with like anything PlayStation, like I am constantly forgetting to even download my free games for the month these days. There have been months where I've completely missed. I didn't get Rocket League because I completely missed that month. So I don't even know if there was a PS3 version. Well, the one with Rocket League.
Oh, damn. You need to get a PS4, bro.
I'm waiting for Rocket League to hit Xbox.
Yeah.
I do want to get a PS4. I'm just waiting. Maybe Black Friday there'll be some good deals. They did drop it $50, and maybe get some really good deals for Black Friday because I need to play some of that MLB.
All right, Corey, moving on.
I'm really disappointed by the deletion of the Gears of War game.
What did you even put there? I didn't play Gears of War. I don't know why it was on my list.
I saw it there. I was just happy because I had...
Hey, Macro, like, talk to
Gears of
War
Ultimate Education. And I was... It was tier, you know, Tears of Horror Ultimate Education. And I was happy with that.
He's got no idea how I got there.
Okay, Uncharted.
Uncharted. Uncharted Collection came out Friday. And I've played... Probably through chapter 5 of the first one. I know you touched it a little bit, Rob, but I don't know how far you got.
I just basically installed it and played like a little bit of the first level until Sully showed up in the plane.
Yeah, yeah. That game, you know, for being, what, almost 10 years old? 8 years old? However old that is? They did a pretty good job to that. I haven't played 2 or 3 yet because I'm going to play them in order. But they did some stuff to make that game look very nice. I remember it looking kind of chunky on the PS3. I mean, it still looked great.
Really? Because I don't remember that game looking chunky on the PS3. I mean, I remember that game looking amazing on the PS3, but it's definitely probably showing its age now. I mean, it doesn't look as good now as it did back then to me. So
yeah, I came to Uncharted pretty late.
I felt like the controlling of that game is very clunky, though.
It still is, and I remember the first one being that way anyways, and the second one fixing it quite a bit, so we'll see if that's the way it actually was or if that's just my memory. But I don't know. I've played, 2 hours, I would guess, and I really, really like Uncharted still, so I'm enjoying it.
I still think Uncharted is a third-rate Tomb Raider.
Maybe. It's making me more excited for the Rise of the Tomb Raider, which I don't know if is a good thing for
the Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider. Come on, guys. Yeah, but I don't know if that's a good sign for Uncharted, making it me excited for a different type of game or a different game series.
I mean, Uncharted has... They always act like it's this huge, big seller, but it doesn't sell that, insane.
Actually,
like, well, clearly not.
PlayStation exclusives.
They're saying 80% of people haven't played any Uncharted game. So if that's the case, then no, it's not a big seller.
The Last of Us is their best selling game, right?
Just that game is so terrible to play.
The Last of Us?
I think the gameplay is boring as shit.
I thought the gameplay was great. I just thought that the gameplay and the story, they did not match.
Yeah, I never played it.
I think it looks gorgeous, but my God, that gameplay is... I just found that gameplay boring.
The gameplay broke the story for me.
Yeah, I kind of...
It was just too gamey.
Just kind of zombied out at that point, and it kind of looked like zombies, so I was like, yeah, I'll pass.
The worst part about The Last of Us, even though, I don't know, it was my fault that we're on The Last of Us, but every time you'd get to an area, and then you'd see bricks and bottles all over the place, you're like, okay, here comes an encounter.
Yeah, that's true.
Or my favorite thing is when your companions would all run around you like idiots and the monsters couldn't see them, but they could spot you.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the reasons why they had to do that, but it just really did break immersion. So, anyway, I'm sorry again we distracted Corey from talking about things.
That's okay.
Uncharted,
third-rate
Tomb
Raider. To it.
Moving on.
So the last game I've barely touched, I just wanted to talk about it because it was the free game. I've probably played maybe 45 minutes of it, Broken Age. Like I said, it was the other free game for PlayStation Plus this month. Man, if you like a point-and-click adventure, it is definitely a point-and-click adventure. Mm. So I've heard about a ton of it. You know, it's Kickstarter and all the stuff, and I've always liked Double Fine, and so I always wanted to play it, but I just never had money to buy it, and I guess it's kind of a good thing because now it's free. So... it's pretty neat. The art style reminds me of, Double Fine has their kind of look that they do. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Psychonauts in the way they animate the people, but it's a 2D game. So you wander around, you click on things, pick up things, give it to other people to solve puzzles.
I'm sure it's a much better choice for a more traditional point-and-click adventure than the Book of Unwritten Tales 2. Just a piece of hot trash.
Really? Because I almost bought that.
Don't.
All right, Rich.
Yes.
What weird pervy game have you been playing?
None, because there's none coming out right now. I'm kind of disappointed, man.
You can't get your perv on?
No, man. My Vita is lying dormant right now.
He just wants to get on that back touch.
It's funny. I saw the show notes.
I don't know. There we go.
I saw the show notes this morning, and that somehow got there. I know Mark has no idea how that happened.
I don't know. But I have nothing to do with these show notes.
Right. But I was like, wow, you know what? I haven't turned my Vita on in a while. Let me go see if there's anything
you definitely pervy and creepy.
And I went and checked, and lo and behold, there's nothing pervy or creepy. I mean, there is something in the works I have my eye on, but it's probably not out until early next spring, because they're still going through the localization period. But I'll just leave it at that. I'll surprise you guys when it finally comes out. So I've been playing
Project Cars. Don't leave us in suspense.
No, I'm leaving you in suspense. I've been playing Project Cars because I heard there was some more updates to it, so I tried it out, and lo and behold, there was. I started playing a Prototype 3 Championship with a new career mode. And
Prototype 3? You just made Mark's day.
I know, man. And lo and behold,
I played Prototype 1.
It handles a hell of a lot better. And a lot of the frame rates I was having at like tracks like Watkins Glen and Brands Hatch is not an issue anymore. Still a few of the audio bugs, but not half as bad as it was before. And I'm actually having fun. I don't know, maybe it's because I've been playing so much Forza yet, and I'm really in the racing mode right now. Maybe it's because it's the end of the IMSA season. I don't know. But for whatever reason, this game is starting to click with me now. And I know I completely shit on it before, but I just want to give the developers some kudos, because they've like stuck with the game, and they've constantly patched it and made improvements to it. And in fact, there's another big patch coming out. I guess it came out for PC on Thursday or Friday this week, and we should be getting the console version of the patch here shortly. So it's a lot better. Though I did notice I did a touring car championship, and I noticed that they still got some work to do. You still have that problem every once in a while where when it rains, all of a sudden every other car somehow magically has rain tires, and the cars handle the AI cars are fine, and you can't stay on the road even if you're going like 30 miles an hour. So that is still something that needs addressing. I'm not sure what Mark's issue was with the game or what kind of glitches you ran into. I haven't seen the video yet.
I'm literally right now sending y'all, all three of y'all, a message on Xbox Live with the clip.
All right, cool. But it's definitely a much better game than it was when I initially played it. So there's that.
Which keeps it at a piece of shit game. Much better, but still a piece of crap.
No, well, it keeps their own. So moving on, I've also played... Oh, look, I have mail. Yeah. I've also played The Witcher 3. Yes, I know. Why am I playing The Witcher 3? Because I pretty much played everything in it. Well, there's some new DLC coming out on Tuesday called Hearts of Stone, and it's supposed to be pretty damn good. So I figured, oh, you know what? Let me... I haven't played it in a while, so I have to remember how to the control scheme works and everything. So I booted it up. And hold. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I got to...
I just watched that clip. That what clip's good.
It's okay. Ludicrous.
Let me hurry up and get through this so I can see this clip too. So anyways, I went to play The Witcher 3 and I couldn't because there was a massive like 16 gig update. And I played some of it this morning because I was watching WC Race last night. That's another story. And wow, all of the bugs are pretty much fixed in that game. All except for... was it Kraylg's Most Wanted, wherever that island is that the Archipelago is, where the werewolf won't die. That's still there. That's the first thing I did. I went to check that. I was like, oh, man, I still can't kill this werewolf. But everything else seemed to be addressed. I mean, no sound glitches.
Yeah, but you know what? The sound glitches are all taken care of because of the new Xbox experience, because it was having the same issue that Metal Gear Solid 5 was having.
Really?
Yep.
So I haven't touched Metal Gear yet, so.
I thought you played Metal Gear.
No, I did, but
I can't get Forza. Invested in this.
Forza happened. But,
What'd you say, Mark, about what you couldn't get into?
No, I was saying that I remember Rich saying that he was going to take a break because he didn't, with Forza coming out and other stuff, he was just like, can't get deep down into that game.
Yeah, I want to wait until just a little respite and then I get back in. But, dude, they fixed a ton of the glitches and everything. Because honestly, Rob, I think some of those sound glitches had to do with the game and not necessarily the Xbox, because when I was getting the sound glitches, it would correspond with like glitching, you know, or frame rate drops and stuff like that. And that's no longer there. So,
yeah, that's because of that's what I'm talking about. That's the same thing Metal Gear would do. It's the same thing that did in The Witcher. So several games do it. People are saying online it's a memory leak, and they think that it's because of the old dashboard was causing it.
Oh, okay.
And surely enough, as soon as that dashboard was fixed, people stopped complaining about the Metal Gear Solid thing, and they also stopped complaining about the Witcher shit.
Yeah, and you know, I guess they fixed a ton of things on different, you know, missions or what have you. Unfortunately for me, the only missions I have left in The Witcher 3 right now are Gwent missions and fighting Gwent missions, and there's a reason, because I have no interest in either one. So, it looks good. I can't wait for this DLC. And the last thing I want to talk about, I played it for about 2 minutes. I don't know how this happened. In fact, during the show, I went back and checked my Microsoft account to see if I had bought this. I didn't. I have that Mega Man Legends collection on my Xbox. I went to download something for the kids on Lego, Marvel Lego or whatever. And I said, what, Mega Man? I'm like, did the kids buy this? And no, they didn't. And I went and looked at my Microsoft account, and I didn't buy it. But I have it, so I was like, well, screw it, I'll try it out. And man, I suck at Mega Man.
Oh yeah,
but I got it for free, and I have no idea how. Same thing happened with Elder Scrolls Online too. So
you got that for free as well?
Yes, I did. I thought my brother-in-law had downloaded it on my account or something because he was up visiting, but he didn't, and it doesn't show up on my buy list at all. So
that's so weird. I wonder if
it's so awesome. Yeah, I'm hoping, man, what other gym am I going to get?
Man.
I'm one for one right now. I mean, I kind of like one and not so much the other. So,
yeah. You bought your console new, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a day one console. Yeah. Really weird.
Because I've heard of stories of people who bought pre-owned consoles, and then like the person who originally owned that console still has their account tied to your console. So they'll like download stuff digitally and it'll pop up on their account. But
yeah, no, I've had that console since the day the console launched.
Oh yeah, and you need to get with Corey so you can figure out how to game share.
Yeah, I do.
Wait, why am I in charge of that now?
Well, because I don't know how. I've never done the Xbox game share stuff, so you have.
Oh, it's really simple.
Well, he's got to share with his wife, so you know it's real simple when they're in the same household.
If she's good.
Oh man, I'm gonna tell her you said that.
Go ahead,
Mark. Cut that clip out. We're gonna email it to Tommy.
Mm-hmm. My name is Macro.
Yeah, but that's pretty much all I've been playing. Now I want to see this clip Mark sent.
All right, Macro, what's up? What you been playing?
I've been playing Forza Horizon 2. I've been playing a whole bunch of Forza. And I don't know why I didn't get into it when it first came out, but I'm super into it now. And it kind of sucks because nobody else is playing it except for Hotcakes Man. But I'm really, really loving the game. It's just fun. And playing that and Forza 6 at the same time, you really do get to see that there are a lot of subtle differences in the way they control, and that it is much more forgiving with Horizon 2. It is much more of a bumper car thing. And I worry about my drive guitar in that game because I go crazy in large part because if I'm driving around, even in races, I will go out of my way to build up a skill chain and just keep it going. So I will just be like sideswiping fences all over the place, running over things, and just going like absolutely nuts. And if it actually accurately recreated me in my Drivatar would look just nuts. I would just be like going after every single, I would just be destroying everything. But I'm really liking that. And I played Heads Up, which is the Ellen game, which Ellen. Is the game where you, it's for tablets and smartphones, where you basically pick a category and then names will come up, so like actors or movies, and then you hold it in front of you and somebody else tries to give you clues to guess what is there. And
kind of like charades. It's yeah. a really fun game.
It's really fun. One, I basically got to play with my dad because I figured it'd be a game good for him. One, he can't figure out anything. Give him any clue, he doesn't know what the hell it is. He's also not the best clue giver. When he, the word he had, the movie was 21 Jump Street. And the clues he gave me were, it was a TV show that I really liked. I've never seen the TV show in my life. Never. He then, I think his next one was, it was a movie with a number in front of it. That's not a terrible clue. Then but he immediately followed that up with children detectives. They're not children. They're adults in high school. So even so, they're teenagers. You know, they're acting like teenagers. They're going into high school, not kindergarten. And it was just the worst. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, the second he said children are detectives, I was like, I'm done. Pass. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. He didn't mention any of the actors. It's like, that would have been a dead giveaway. No.
Johnny Depp, child detective.
He's terrible. Really good. But it was fun. And it, one of the nice things about it is that, well, it's not nice to some people because they don't want to actually be recorded, but it records video of the person giving the clues. I'm sure you could, or you just put your finger over the thing. But like, I have a few saved on my new tablet, which I don't know if I'll post them because he would not be happy about that. But yeah, I've been playing on the, because I picked up the $50 Amazon Fire tablet.
You're gonna record me with that damn thing.
And
how is
for
that?
A $50 tablet? It's great. I mean, it would be great for kids. I know they have like the $100 tablet, which I guess if you break it in any way, they'll replace it. But that thing looks so damn ugly with its giant, like, colored border things. But yeah, for $50, it works well. It's snappy enough. Of course, with Amazon tablets, you could get it on there, but it is not native. The Google Play Store is not native there, just the Amazon App Store. So you're limited that way. But for me, like, I got it. Battery life is decent. And I can watch Netflix, Hulu, Crunchyroll, Funimation, all that kind of stuff on there, which is basically why I got it. So that I can just have this little, oh, I want to watch a video. And that's pretty much what it is. Like, it's basically my companion device. So if I'm watching something on TV, I can, like, check IMDb or ESPN or whatever. Or if I'm just laying in bed or doing nothing, I can just watch some dumb anime. So much dumb anime. I watched a really dumb anime before this. Holy crap.
That's might cool. Be we're good talking dumbest. About anime.
No, we're not. Never. And then played Pokemon Shuffle. That's Pokemon Shuffle. It's a thing. It's, well, whatever. Who cares? Everyone knows what Pokemon Shuffle is. And then I've hated on it on the other podcast I do, but Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. It's not good. It's not good at all.
It looks like a damn really PS2 bad. Game.
It's terrible. It is. Like, I would love to see some development diary or something. Like, I would love to see what was going on behind the scenes, because this is just, the biggest problem with this game, above all else, is that they're charging $60 for it. Like, what this statistic I would love to see more than anything else is the sales numbers broken down by the hour or even by the minute to see the point at which people were like, fuck, and then it was just like nobody. Because there had to be a point. Because I think there were plenty of people who were probably like, it'll be good, right? And then as soon as everyone was like, no, it's horrible. I don't think it's broken. From what I played, it there was never any part of it that seemed broken. It's just horribly, horribly designed and looks like crap. And from what I've heard, I don't know if this was confirmed anywhere, but if you don't download the patch, say you weren't connected at the time of purchase, what's actually on the disc, because the disc is like 4 gigabytes or something, and then there's a day one patch of like 7.6 gigabytes. From what I've heard, what's actually on the disc is like the first level and the tutorial area, and everything else is included in that quote patch.
That's so terrible.
But yeah, I mean, it's all the things are stupid. Like, there's no real create a skater. Well, the way you create or customize your look is you, whatever character you're picking out, you can create a custom outfit for them and then change their head and then their like body and then their skateboard. And that's it.
Wow. So stay away from that game, it sounds like, till it's like $5 or something. Then it might be worth it.
Yeah. It would have been awesome if, in addition to having the games and DLC on sale on Xbox 360, if the skate games became backwards compatible on Xbox One. I would have bought them all digitally then.
All right. So, moving on. I finally watched John Wick.
Yay.
It was pretty good. The combat and stuff was just really kind of just like bang, bang, bang. There was no like explosions. It was really just like he shoots 20,000 guys and goes on. But you know, it was
John Wick is the explosion, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah, but it was pretty good. They didn't have to kill his damn dog though. So, and we already talked about me talking about Charlie's Theron Fury Road. So, Ferocia or whatever her damn name is. I thought that movie was okay.
Furiosa. Something like that.
And did anybody else watch any movies?
No. I watch Pixel with my kids.
I'm sorry. movie.
Oh, I watched a movie. Dude. How did I forget?
What?
I watched The Martian.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That you forgot because you're just like, oh. I watched
it. It starts with a T. It starts with a T there, Corey.
I'm not typing it out. I don't need to type it out now. I remember. Yeah, I highly recommend going to see that movie. That movie was amazing.
Did you leave the theater and immediately donate to the GoFundMe or whatever to save Matt Damon off of Mars?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
Is that a thing?
Yes. No, I don't know how deep it goes, but there were like people leaving, and there were like people who thought it was based on a true story, apparently, and there were like tweets, and they're just like, I don't know if they're all just people trying to be funny, or if they're, I mean, I don't want to think that there are the people that dumb out there, though. I know there are people so dumb. My dad saw it, and he said it was okay.
Did you like Pixels, Rich?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You were cutting off Pixels. Who cares?
I think Rich quit. He was so upset that you wouldn't let me talk about
Pixels. Oh, I muted myself so I was laughing. I'm sorry. You know, was it a great movie? No. Was it the worst movie I've ever seen? No. It was, I don't know, it was something I could watch with my kids. We got a few.
It was good for nostalgia. That's what I said.
It was better than the Fantastic Four. Twice as better.
Yeah. At least.
You know, I got something out of it. The kids loved it, and it was something to do on a Friday night. And yeah, it was I won't say it was okay because it wasn't okay. It was bad. It was a bad movie, but. For a bad movie, it wasn't so bad. How's
I've
that?
Heard it's at least pretty to look at.
Yeah, yeah. It has its moments. Just some actual funny parts.
Although there are some problems with the timing. because apparently Duck Hunt was in the movie and Duck Hunt didn't come out until after they would have sent the satellite up. So.
Oh, no. Ruining the really canon for me.
Yeah, I know. I ruined the pixel.
I pixel that deeply, man.
So fuck that movie. It's a paradox of time. So. All right. Television. Yes, I've watched Flash. It was good. I watched Arrow.
Yeah.
You didn't like the Flash first episode?
No, you know what? I don't know, man. It was okay, but I don't know what I was expecting.
Mark,
I like,
did you watch
it
like yet?
Flash.
No.
Okay.
I like Flash. It wasn't bad. Like I said, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like pixel good either. It was good. I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting a little more. I guess there was a little too much season one rehash for my liking.
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know. I liked it. It was good for a first episode to get some things underway. Now, I did really like the first episode of Arrow, though, too.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on Arrow.
I know. Everybody gave up on Arrow, but I still like that show. And I think this season's showing some promise. The only thing I didn't like about the show was, like, everybody was mad at him from the end of the last season, and it took him one episode to get over it. So, I'm just like, really? And then I watched the first two episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which that show seems like it's doing better than the last season.
Yeah.
Last season, I didn't care about the Inhumans that they had, and that whole camp of them and stuff like that. I thought that was all weird.
An evil mom, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, come on. And this season seems like it's getting away from that, and I kind of like what they're going with it. Although Daisy's becoming a badass way too early.
Yeah, she's got I agree with you on that.
Yeah, so. All right. Anybody got anything else? Books, comics, movies?
Anime.
Continue.
Dude, I've been watching God Eater. Of course I love it and Mark hates it. I just love the way it looks, to be honest with you, man.
The visuals are definitely, it's a different style because it's something a bit about it that's almost painterly.
Yeah.
In the colors.
I mean for a quote unquote TV show, it's got film production value.
That was the first thing when I saw the first episode. I was like, I like the way this looks, but everything else is just kind of
kind
of poopy.
And that's kind of cool. And I've also been I forgot the name of it now. I didn't put it in the notes.
I might know what it is.
The Witch Academy thing with the chick with the bunny ears. Oh, God, what the hell is that?
That could be like it's many things.
I know, right? It's Crunchyroll. It's in the new fall. It's one of the new fall
shows. Oh, it's one of the new ones?
Yeah. Oh, God, what the hell is it called?
Could it be the Asterisk War? I don't know if there was a witch in that one.
Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, it's hard for me since I've watched like 20.
Dude, I'm an anime, but you bring it to another level, dude.
Yeah, like I said, you got racing, I have anime.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't think of this.
Well, what's my specialty then?
Games?
Doctor Who?
No, that's my mom.
Okay, by proxy.
I feel like it's probably the Asterisk War.
Yeah. Oh, I tried to get into Ultimate Otaku Teacher.
Is that a new one?
No, that's from the summer. I don't know.
My mom is super excited because in November we're going to Louisville Comic or Wizard World Louisville or whatever, and she's gonna get her picture taken with Arrow and Captain Jack Harkness from Doctor Who. So she's so excited.
Nice.
The show I was just watching before this is like. The short title would be, I think, Showman Sample. And it's this terrible thing where there's a school that's nothing but girls.
That sounds terrible.
They're realizing, the school administration and everything is realizing that this doesn't really prepare them for the real world. They're like taught etiquette and all that kind of stuff. And when they're sent in the real world, they just end up becoming like gamers who'd never leave their house and stuff. And they're just like, they're not prepared for society. So they want to bring in a commoner to help them kind of get used to that. And then they also bring in a commoner male so that they're also used to men as well. And the reason why they brought in this specific male is because he's average in every way, but specifically he's outstanding in one way. He loves muscle-bound men, but he doesn't actually. His, like, friend when he was younger lied about it and everything. So now he has to play this. He has to act like he's in a muscle-bound man or he's going to get... They're like, okay, well, since you... When he first admitted to not, like, that he was normal like everyone else,
this shit?
They wanted to chop off his balls and all this other crazy stuff. And, like, when he was done helping the girls acclimate to the regular world, they were going to, like, throw him to some place that isn't even on any map. So,
hey, Rob, to answer your question, the reason we watch this shit is because, unlike a lot of Western television, it's not as it's formulaic, but in ways that are new to us.
And also, like the show I just described, that is hot trash. That is not good. That's not a good example of anime. Exactly. I'm just somebody who, like, I like to have the experience of good and bad. So that's why I'm watching it.
Oh, the show I mentioned before is called Anti Magic Academy.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, we'll see.
That was...
We'll see. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I got out of it, too. But, hey, Mark, what is it called Punch Man?
Oh, One Punch Man. That's on Hulu.
That's on Hulu. Only on Damn Hulu. It. Ugh, I can't find it. That's the one thing I don't have. I'm like, how can I find this?
Well, I'm not sure how it works, like if you can watch it with commercials or if it was like a week late. But I'm assuming you'll still be able to watch it just with commercials and later than usual.
That looks cool.
That was good. It was a bit, I mean, it's definitely just a really silly thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the action in it is so well animated, and it's really cool.
I would watch more anime if more of it was dubbed, because I can't stand to read shit.
That's the thing with me, is that I cannot stand dubs.
Check out the Funimation stuff, because a lot of, like, the simulcast...
I know,
the one
thing I want to watch on fucking Funimation is fucking Attack on Titan, and I've got to read every fucking episode, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, have you checked out the Attack on Titan Junior High yet?
No, because I'm not sure if... Like, I hear it does a lot of callbacks to the main series, and that... I still haven't watched Attack on Titan, because I found it visually so ugly. I hate the art style so much.
I'm not a big fan of the art style, but...
Really? Because everything I've seen of it looks pretty. I don't know, maybe it's just...
It looks disgusting. It looks like utter shit to me.
Yeah.
I'd also recommend, Rich, that you check out... The first episode is definitely not going to be what the show is like. I mean, it's just impossible for it to be, but the first episode of on Crunchyroll, Mr. Osomatsu, it is just hilarious. It is parodying so many things, including Attack on Titan.
Cool. I will add that now.
All right, Corey, do you got any anime to talk about?
I watched Cowboy Bebop like in seventh grade. It was pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Vampire Hunter D.
Another like short on Crunchyroll, like Kagewane. That's I would recommend watching that just for the visuals. It's a very it's a different type of style. So yeah.
All right. I still recommend Game Chasers on YouTube. Watch that. It's not anime though.
Okay. YouTube I can do.
All right, I guess that's going to be it for the show. I don't have any news or anything. It seems like there was some news that I wanted to talk about, and I don't remember shit that's happened.
Surface Book looks cool.
Yeah.
Insane Ninja! Shing! Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with us is Rich.
Howdy.
Corey.
I'm here. Hey.
And Mark.
Now I'm last.
Now you...
Motherfucker.
Well, you know... People, some people show up to every show, like Corey, even though we don't like you.
Nobody shows up to every show except you.
And sometimes you don't even, Rob.
I was going
to
say.
And the last show, I was the only one who was here to show up, and all three of you fuckers weren't. So fuck you. I'm the one who puts this show up. I'm the one who pays for it to be put up. So fuck you. I can do whatever I want. I can completely edit out all you motherfuckers.
I got to restart this show again because this is not the way we want to remember Gino, baby.
Yes, it is. Just keep this in. You start because I can edit Restart this. It. I can cut this out and put it at the end, you dumbass. You don't just upload the fucking audio. I have to edit some shit. I'm trying to eat too. You're making you see you. I told you I'll be eating unless you piss me off. And look what you did. You pissed me off.
Did you actually show up 2 weeks ago for the show? Because I told everybody I wasn't going
to. No, I didn't show up.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I was here ready to do it. I was available. And then all y'all fuckers like, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Also, just a spoiler. I played a little of Project Cars 2.0. Fucking sucks. I don't know what you're talking about, Rich.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, them is fighting words.
Okay, we should probably start this thing for real.
Hold on, I gotta get composed now, so...